Taylor Carr shares the 8 growth stages of your cannabis plant. Cannabis transitions through different growth stages during its life cycle. The care and conditions required to germinate a seed, or root a clone are very different to conditions required to manage disease in late flower. Providing an ideal climate for each growth stage of your weed plant will improve performance by maintaining momentum from seed to harvest. 1. Seed storage, dormancy. A seed is a storehouse of genetic potential. When cannabis seeds are properly stored, they can remain viable for 10 to 15 years. The 3 key conditions for long-term storage are cool, dry, and dark. Seeds are best stored in tinted jars, containing desiccant packs, in the fridge. When you take them out, let the jar come to room temperature before opening to avoid condensation. When cannabis seeds are first harvested, they have a high level of dormancy, or resistance to sprouting. This dormancy is a response to natural seasonal conditions. If the seeds did not have some level of dormancy, they could all sprout soon after they fell from the plant, only to be killed by the coming winter. A seed will slowly lose this dormancy over a period of a few months. 2. Seed germination stage. If a seed is viable, it will germinate when conditions are favorable for growth. A temperature of 70 to 80 F, 21 to 27 C, and the presence of water and oxygen are required for the germination stage. From soaking seeds to the first true leaves, the weed germination stage usually lasts 10 to 15 days. Cannabis seeds are protected by a durable seed coat and germination can be helped by scarification or roughening of the seed coat. 3. Seedling stage. Ideal growth conditions for the weed seedling stage include 65%-75% relative humidity and temperatures of 70 to 80 F, 22-27 C. You can use an inexpensive digital sensor to log temp and humidity so that you know what is happening in your grow room when you aren't there. This growth stage usually lasts 2 to 4 weeks. 4. Vegetative growth. Once a cannabis plant has a well-established root system, and 6 to 8 nodes of growth, it enters the vegetative growth stage. Ideal conditions for veg growth is 60%-70% humidity and temps of 70 to 80 F, 22-27 C. Indoor growers usually transplant into larger pots or soil beds for 1 to 4 weeks of vegetative growth before transitioning to flower. Your healthy seedling should root in quickly and grow like a weed during the veg growth stage. 5. Pre-flowering stage. Most cannabis plants will become developmentally mature when they reach 14-20 in height, or 8 to 10 nodes of growth. At this stage, the leaves and shoots at each node will begin to alternate, rather than occurring opposite each other. Plants may begin to pre-flower, developing reproductive organs that allow early identification of plant sex. Cannabis plants are dioecious, meaning that male and female flowers grow on different plants. This is fortunate for us, as it allows us to select the desirable female plants, while eliminating male plants before they can pollinate our Sinsemilla. 6. Early flowering. Most strains are dependent on a change in light cycle to flip from vegetative growth to flower formation. Ideal climate conditions for this stage of growth include 55%-70% relative humidity and temperatures of 72 to 84 F, 22-29 C. If you want to measure temperature the way your plant feels it, use a laser thermometer to take the leaf surface temperature. This stage of weed growth lasts 18 to 24 days until plants stop growing vertically to focus on bud expansion. 7. Mid-flower stage. Buds grow the most during the mid-flower stage and will continue to expand until about 35 days after flip. Relative humidity should be reduced to 50 to 60% to limit the risk of fungal disease during this stage of bud growth. 8. Late flower stage. The late flowering stage is when the bulk of psychoactive cannabinoids are synthesized. Between 20 and 30% of the dried flower weight is added during the final ripening phase. Humidity should be reduced to 50 to 60% to prevent bud rot from establishing in the large flowers. Temperatures should be reduced to a maximum of 80 degrees Fahrenheit, 27 C, and nighttime temps can be dropped to the low 60s, 16 to 18 C.